Earlier in this module, we discussed the undrained shear strength, or cohesion, of a clay-like soil. The higher the cohesion between particles, the higher the undrained shear strength, and the stronger the soil. Another way to express cohesion of clay-like soils is with shear strength ratios. The shear strength ratio normalizes cohesion with the effective overburden pressure. The higher the shear strength ratio, the more stable the soil. How do we calculate the shear strength ratio of a soil? Shear strength ratio is equal to cohesion divided by effective overburden pressure. As mentioned earlier, cohesion is a measure of the forces that hold particles together. Cohesion is measured with field and laboratory tests and is typically expressed in kilopascals. What is effective overburden pressure? Effective overburden pressure represents the total pressure imposed on a layer of soil by the weight of the layers on top of it, minus the buoyancy effect, or pore pressure, due to the water. Effective overburden pressure is equal to the total vertical stress minus the pore pressure. It is typically expressed in kilopascals or kilonewtons per square meter. Note that effective overburden pressure increases with increasing depth of soil. To calculate the effective overburden pressure, we must first calculate the vertical stress. We do this by multiplying the density of the soil by its height. Next, we subtract the pore pressure, which is the density of water times the height of water. Now that we have calculated the effective overburden pressure, we can substitute that value in the equation to calculate shear strength ratio.